Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and it's the beginning of a new month.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. Are you ready to go? Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our lesson is See Switzerland. See Switzerland. Hey, Marie, I'm not sure. Where is Switzerland?
Switzerland is in Europe. It's a country in Europe. It's very close to Italy.
Oh, very interesting. Well, I'm very excited that we get to learn more about it today. Here's our read it. Marie will help us.
Tanya Travel is going to Switzerland. Winter there is cold, but the mountains are beautiful. And Tanya can ski. She likes Swiss food too. Swiss chocolate is great. And Tanya likes cheese fondue. It's melted cheese in a pot. Each person puts bread into the cheese and eats it. She also enjoys walking around towns and visiting the excellent museums. Tanya will have a great trip.
Thank you, Marie. Well, I have never been to Switzerland, but Marie was telling me a little bit about it earlier. Can you tell us a little more?
Sure. In Switzerland, there are big, beautiful mountains, and the food there is so delicious. And I'm excited for you to learn more about it today, Peter.
Me too. I really want to go. But first, before you go to a country, you should learn more about it. Well, friends, we need to get started. Here's our keywords and teacher Christina to help us with them.
Hi, friends. It's so good to be with you all again. I'm sure Jack did a great job teaching, but hey, I'm back. 今天我们要访问的是 Tanya Travel. Tanya 要去瑞士 Switzerland 旅游了。瑞士的冬天虽然寒冷，但是高山的风景真的很美。名词 mountain 就是山 ,the mountains are so beautiful. Tanya 可以去滑雪 ,she can ski there. 动词 ski 就是滑雪。讲到瑞士，很多人马上会想到巧克力 ,chocolate. 瑞士的巧克力很好吃 ,Swiss chocolate is great. 另外还有一样，那就是起司火锅。起司融化在锅中，然后拿面包去沾，真的是好吃极了。动词 melt 就是融化，用过去分词当形容词讲的 melted cheese 指的就是融化的起司。在瑞士旅游，所以很适合步行，用走的到处看看。 You can walk around the towns， 名词 town 就是城镇或市区。最后 Tanya 也推荐大家去参观一些很棒的博物馆。 You can visit the excellent museums， 形容词 excellent 就是极好的、优秀、出色的。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello friends, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome Tanya Travel to the show. Hello Tanya Travel, welcome.
Thank you Rob, I'm glad to be here.
Where are you going this time, Tanya?
I'm going to Switzerland.
Is winter a good time to visit Switzerland?
Yes, it is. Switzerland is cold, but the mountains are beautiful, and I can ski.
That sounds fun.
Yes, besides, it's warm inside all the buildings.
Today, Tanya is on the show with Rob. Why does Rob invite her on the show to talk about traveling?
Because she travels a lot. She has been everywhere. So she is the perfect person to ask about travel today.
And where are we going?
We're going to Switzerland. And today we'll learn all about Switzerland. And we'll learn English too. Because we use today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca with some more.
Hey everyone, December is finally here. I love the month of December. And of course,
course, with the new month, it is time to have some grammar point time. If you want to say that someone is going to go somewhere sometime in the future, you can use this grammar point, someone going to some place. Let's look at a few examples. First, I am going to the concert tonight, or they are going to the swimming pool next week. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So before you go to a place, just use this grammar sentence. I'm going to school. I'm going to the office.
So Tanya is going to Switzerland, but right now it is winter. Is winter a good time to visit Switzerland?
It is a good time to visit Switzerland. And now is also a good time to visit our teacher, Christina. She can help us explain this sentence a little more.
瑞士的冬天很冷，所以 Rob 问 Tanya, Is winter a good time to visit Switzerland? 冬天适合去瑞士观光吗？我们来学这个句型 Is a good time to do something? 比如说Winter is a good time to visit Singapore. 因为新加坡四季如夏，所以冬天去一定很温暖。再看一句 ，Is now a good time to buy a house? 现在是买房子的好时机吗？句型 is a good time to do something. 请你也造句练习一下吧。
Thanks for the help, Christina.Well, this country is really beautiful in every season. Spring, summer, fall, and even during the winter.
Here is a picture of the Alps. Wow, look at these big mountains. They are beautiful. So, the Alps, that's the name of this mountain range in Switzerland. These mountains have snow on them.
They are beautiful, and there is a lot of snow in mountains during the winter. And when there is snow in the winter, you can ski. Hey, Peter, do you know how to ski?
Of course I do. My home has many mountains. I love to ski. I really think I need to go to Switzerland.
I think you do, too. All right, well, let's find out what happens next. Let's go to Conversation B right now.
What do you like to eat in Switzerland?
You mean besides chocolate?
Yes. Swiss chocolate is great.
It is, and the Swiss eat a lot of chocolate.
What other food do you like?
I like cheese fondue.
What is that?
It's melted cheese in a pot. Each person puts pieces of bread into the cheese and eats them.
Yum.
We learn a little more about Switzerland. Okay, so we all know they have mountains, beautiful mountains. But do they have anything else, like something to eat?
You mean besides chocolate?
Hey, that's what Tanya says. But shouldn't your question to me be, do you mean besides chocolate?
Yes, but sometimes we don't say the word do,when we are talking, especially because Tanya is trying to show that everyone knows their chocolate is popular.
Well, chocolate is great.
Chocolate is great. And so is today's
calendar phrase.
Chocolate is great.
Chocolate is great.
巧克力很棒。
You can put chocolate on ice cream.
Chocolate is great.
You can put chocolate in milk.
Chocolate is great.
You can put chocolate on toast.
Chocolate is great.
Or you can just eat it. Chocolate is great.
You're eating all my chocolate!
And it is great!
Chocolate is great.
Chocolate is great.
巧克力很棒。
So, Peter, besides chocolate, what is a popular food in Switzerland?
Fondue.
What? What is that?
Fondue. That is the name. It's melted cheese in a pot.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. Well, before we learn more about fondue, I think Christina has something else to tell us about this melted cheese.
起司火锅的英文就是 cheese fondue， 它就是把 cheese 融化在一个锅里，然后用面包去沾着吃。Tanya 说 ，It's melted cheese in a pot。融化的动词是 melt， 它的过去分词就是加 ed 的 melted。这个过去分词可以当形容词用，表达被融化的或者融化的。所以 melted cheese 就是融化的起司。在英文里你会常常看到这种过去分词当形容词用的说法，比如说 cooked meat 就是煮过的肉， handmade cookies 就是手工饼干，而破掉的玻璃杯是 a broken glass， 这些都是过去分词做形容词的例子。
Thank you, Christina. So it's melted cheese in a pot. Fondue. Each person puts pieces of bread into the cheese and eats them.
Oh, I have had a fondue that was not melted cheese.
Really? What kind of fondue was it?
It was a dessert fondue. It had melted chocolate in the pot. It was delicious. And we had bread to dip it in.
Bread? Well, what other food can you put into the pot?
We also had different kinds of fruit to put into the fondue pot, like strawberries, grapes, and pineapple. It was delicious.
Ooh, I bet banana would taste really good, too.
Yes, it would. Hey, I should try that one time. All right, friends, well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know, I was thinking about fondue, and I guess that it is kind of like hot pot in a way. So maybe we can call it Swiss hot pot.
Oh, okay. Because for hot pot, you have a soup, and you put things into that soup, which is hot. But what do you mean by Swiss?
Oh, Swiss. Well, anything from Switzerland is Swiss. And we'll learn more Swiss things right now. Here's conversation C.
Switzerland is a small country, but there is a lot to see there.
Even in the winter?
Yes, you can visit the excellent museums. I really like the Clock and Watch Museum in Zurich.
And I guess you can walk around the towns too.
You can. I love doing that.
Well, have a great trip.
Thanks, I will.
We learn more from Tanya. Switzerland is a very small country.
That's right. Maybe you are thinking that if a country is small, there are fewer things to do. But that is not true. Switzerland is a small country, but there is a lot to see there.
But this country has mountains. And snow. This place gets really cold in the winter. Are you saying there is a lot to see there, even in the winter?
Yes. You can visit the excellent museums there. This word, excellent, means very good. Friends, I know you can practice using this word excellent today.
Well, they do have excellent museums. Museums are buildings, and we put paintings and very old, valuable things in them. It's fun to go and look at them.
That's right. So, do you visit museums often?
I do, actually. When I go to a city, I like to visit their museums. I enjoy art, so I have a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. To me, museums are a little boring.
What? Yeah. Well, I think you will really like the Clock and Watch Museum in Zurich.
Oh, yeah, maybe I will. Well, while you are enjoying the museums, I can enjoy walking around the towns. Towns are much smaller than cities, and many of these towns in Switzerland are very cute.
Oh, I love doing that, too. When you walk around a town, you can see how people are living day to day, and you can have fun finding shops or even meet people from the town and talk to them.
That's right. Meeting people in Switzerland. I would love to do that because we're from America, and I think meeting people from other countries is a great thing.
Yeah, well, we had fun today, and we learned a lot about Switzerland, and we learned some English, too. Let's review those keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Mountain. Mountain. You can climb the mountain.
Ski. Ski. Clara can ski down the mountain.
Chocolate. Chocolate. This chocolate is very sweet.
Melt. Melt. Eat your ice cream before it melts.
Town. Town. The town has 2,000 people in it.
Excellent. Excellent. You should read this excellent book. All right, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to be practicing them. And now we can take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome Tanya Travel to the show. Hello, Tanya Travel. Welcome.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Where are you going this time, Tanya?
I'm going to Switzerland.
Is winter a good time to visit Switzerland?
Yes, it is. Switzerland is cold, but the mountains are beautiful, and I can ski.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Besides, it's warm inside all the buildings.
What do you like to eat in Switzerland?
You mean besides chocolate?
Yes. Swiss chocolate is great.
It is, and the Swiss eat a lot of chocolate.
What other food do you like?
I like cheese fondue.
What is that?
It's melted cheese in a pot. Each person puts pieces of bread into the cheese and eats them.
Yum.
Switzerland is a small country, but there is a lot to see there.
Even in the winter?
Yes, you can visit the excellent museums. I really like the Clock and Watch Museum in Zurich.
And I guess you can walk around the towns too.
You can. I love doing that.
Well, have a great trip.
Thanks, I will.
Oh, Ginger, I'm so excited.
Why are you excited, Monkey Man?
Because I'm going to Switzerland.
Switzerland? Ooh, the winter is very cold there.
True. But the mountains are beautiful.
You can enjoy the view.
And I can go skiing.
Monkey Man, you don't know how to ski.
Well, I can learn.
What else can you do in Switzerland?
I can eat Swiss chocolate.
Swiss chocolate.
And I can eat bread dipped in melted cheese.
Melted
melted cheese!
And I can walk around the towns and visit museums.
Oh, sounds great, Monkey Man. Don't forget to pack your important things.
Oh, like what?
Like me! I want to go too.
Well.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Switzerland. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Al Pass. Hello, Al.
Hi, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Al, you are a tour guide, right?
That's right. I take people on tours of Switzerland.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Heidi Hilke of Boston, Massachusetts. Heidi writes, I really like to eat Swiss cheese, but I'm wondering something. Does Swiss cheese really come from Switzerland?
That's a great question, Heidi. A lot of people ask this question. Does Swiss cheese come from Switzerland? The answer is yes and no.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, Swiss cheese is a special type of cheese with holes in it. This cheese is originally from Switzerland.
So it is from Switzerland?
Yes. But a lot of the Swiss cheese that Americans eat actually is made in America.
I see. That's interesting. Well, Switzerland is actually famous for a lot of different products, right?
Yes, that's right. I think that Switzerland is famous for its chocolate.
Oh, yes. I love Swiss chocolate.
Swiss watches are also very popular.
That's true. I've heard a lot of great things about Swiss watches. Well, thanks for sharing this information with us, Al. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, this was a lot of fun talking about Switzerland. And Marie has a little story. You said you don't like skiing, but our audience didn't hear that story.
Actually, that's true. I don't like skiing because one time I went skiing with my friends. It started out great. I was going down the bunny hills, and that was a lot of fun. But then my friend wanted me to go down the really big mountain, and I did, and it didn't turn out so well. I fell, I tumbled, and just really bad.
Oh, I bet you were really sore after that. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.